It was a cold, snowy night in 1960. Residents of one Iowa town were mostly asleep when they suddenly began to hear what some may have thought was an attack by an airplane. For some reason, the town was being buzzed by a DC-3 in the middle of a snowstorm. The unusual story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
It was the night of January 17th, 1960. The Minneapolis Lakers NBA basketball team had lost to the St. Louis Hawks on Sunday evening in St. Louis. The team boarded their DC-3 at 8:30 that night for a flight back to Minneapolis.
They lost all their electrical and communications right after they took off and lost in a snowstorm. It was a major snowstorm. And here in the town of Carroll, Iowa, they were flying blind for 4.5 hours.
As John Steffes explains, the plane lost electrical power soon after takeoff. They had no instruments, no radar, and virtually no vision as they flew into a snowstorm somewhere over Iowa. The pilots decided to try and descend low enough to see the ground and perhaps find a landing spot. They didn't know it at the time, but they were over the town of Carroll, Iowa.
One guy who lived by the water tower took his kids to the basement. It just shook the house. It's a loud plane, so when you buzz the town at least 9 times, you're waking people up.
Carroll resident Dr. Jack Donovan was asleep after midnight, now in the early hours of January 18th.
The plane woke me. It was going this way and coming back this way. Finally, it really got loud, and I got up. But my neighbor across the street was standing there waving his arms at me. He said, "Duck." And there was a plane right there. I could, honest to God, I could see the rivets. And we thought it was going to take the house next door to us.
The pilots knew the roar of their engines were waking people. They could see porch lights coming on. But where were they? And was there some place to land here?
He came around that water tower, and as he turned left, he saw the L's in the water tower. He could look it out and see this dark spot out here.
That dark spot had promise. It was perhaps a field where they could land. Running short on fuel, this appeared to be the best site for a crash landing. What happened next is still part of the lore told in this town. And it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Carroll, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.